It's a few degrees above freezing in downtown Cologne, and the streets are still wet and glistening after the rain earlier today. It's a Friday evening. Most teenagers are probably getting ready for a night out, but 15-year-old Melise Omala is on a guerrilla mission. And I'm tagging along.
How are you feeling?
Good, but it's so cold.
So do you get nervous?
Yeah, sometimes, because especially in the main part of the city, it's creepy because people look like, what the hell is she doing? You know, I just try to ignore them, and mostly they smile and they are interested in what I'm doing.
School student Melise is part of the army behind the not-for-profit Air Innerungs Guerrilla project, or Reminder Guerrilla. But don't worry, the only thing she's armed with is a stack of what look like yellow post-its with questions typed on them in bold print.
They say, kannst du bitte die Welt retten? Which means kind of, can you please save the world? Wofür lebst du? Which means kind of, what do you live for? You know, what makes you keep going? Tut es gut, was du machst? Does it feel good or does it feel right what you're doing? And was singt dein Herz? What does your heart sing, you know? What does your heart beat for and what does it say?
The Reminder Guerrilla is a grassroots social project that aims to tap into the collective consciousness and encourage people to reflect on their lives and actions. The sticky squares can be ordered online by would-be guerrillas like Melise, then put up in public places, anywhere they might be seen. A lamppost, the door to an apartment building, a bus stop, a table at an outdoor cafe.
So which one did you just put up there?
Wofür lebst du? My favourite question. What do you live for? I really, really like it, this question. I want to make people conscious, like just even when it's a little thing, that they just think about it and remember and, you know, be curious. And I don't think that there's one big reason you live for, just, you know, little things, coffee and books. This is what I like about this. You see a question and you don't need to directly give an answer.
Melis just contacted me, just wanted to have some stickers, and I had a good feeling with her, and she's very engaged.
That's Susan Barth, the psychologist who launched the Reminder Guerrilla concept in Berlin in 2012. She had been using the questions in her consulting sessions to help her patients find direction, and she wanted to see what would happen when she left them in the street for the public to find.
For me, it's a great experiment. I didn't know last year if it works at all, but it works. And to have questions in your mind, even if you don't have any answers to it, is a very healthy way to stay in contact to your own path as a human being.
The experiment has since spread around Germany. So far, about 35,000 stickers have been ordered from across the country, as well as from Switzerland and Spain. They've also been ordered from police stations, universities, and a women's prison in Cologne. Melise is one of about 450 active guerrillas in Germany. She says her aim when she's out putting up the questions is to give people a gentle nudge and perhaps interrupt the daily grind, even if it's just for a moment.
I think that so many things are happening that they just forget, like, about the important things, about the little things, that they're just so stressed about other things, and like Facebook, and what did she say, what did he do, like who's with who, who's wearing what, whatever. And they just forget about the real important things that matter.
But one of the realities of leaving stickers mysteriously in the street is there's no way to see the impact they'll have on those who may catch sight of them. Do people stop and take notice?
So I think you have to be in a receptive mood, and sometimes there's no room for these meta questions because thinking is always hard work.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting project, and maybe it brings some people to think about their lives. It is very much a project like other art projects that sort of invade public space today. I don't think it's such a new thing.
It's so easy to get in this all-day habits of just doing your stuff and being stressed. And I'm always so happy if something just makes you a bit more think and just wakes you up.
At the moment, the questions are only produced in German, but Melise wants to make the project international. She's working to boost their social media presence and attract more supporters so that the stickers can eventually be posted out in English as well.
there's a better chance that they get attention, that the project just spreads around the world.
This is Natalie Muller for DW in Cologne.